Enter Bernardo and Francisco, two sentinels. Bernardo. Who's there? Fran. Nay, answer me, stand and unfold yourself. Bar. Long live the king. Fran. Bernardo? Bar. He. Fran. You come most carefully upon your hour. Bar. Tis now struck 12, you, get thee to bed, Francisco. Fran. For this relief much thanks, tis bitter cold, and I am sick at heart. Bar. How you had quiet guard? Fran. Not a mouse stirring. Bar. Well, good night. If you do meet Horatio and Marcellus, the Riules of my watch, bid them make haste. Enter Horatio and Marcellus. Fran. I think I hear them. Stand, who's there? Whore. Friends to this ground. March and liegeman to the day. Fran. Gua you good night. March o far well honest soldier, who hath relued you. Francis Bernardo has my place, gua you good night. Exit Fran. March holla Bernardo. Bar. Say, what is Horatio there? Whore. A piece of him. Bar. Welcome Horatio, welcome good Marcellus. March what, has this thing appeared again tonight? Bar. I have seen nothing. March Horatio sighs, tis but our fantasy, and will not let belief take hold of him touching this dreaded sight, twice seen of Versus, therefore I have entreated him along with Versus, to watch the minutes of this night, that if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes, and speak to it. Whore. Tush, tush, twill not appear. Bar. Sit down a while, and let Versus once again assail your ears, that are so fortified against our story, what we two knights have seen. Whore. Well, sit we down, and let Versus hear Bernardo speak of this. Bar. Last night of all, when yon same star that's westward from the pole had made his course to illume that part of you and where now it burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then beating one. March peace, break thee of, enter the ghost. Loca where it comes again. Bar. In the same figure, like the king that's dead. March thou art a scholar, speak to it Horatio. Bar. Looks it not like the king? Mark it Horatio. Aura. Most like, it harrows me with fear and wonder barn. It would be spoke to. March question it Horatio. Whore. What art thou that serps this time of night, together with that fair and warlike form in which the majesty of Barry Denmark did sometimes march, by he who and I charge thee speak? March it is offended. Bar. See, it stalks away. Whore. Stay, speak, speak, I charge thee, speak. Exit the ghost. March tis gone, and will not answer. Bar. How now Horatio? You tremble and look pale, is not this something more than fantasy? What think you aunt? Whore. Before my God, I might not this belay you without the sensible and true ouch of mine own eyes. March is it not like the king? Whore. As thou art to thyself, such was the very armor he had on, when th ambitious Norway combated, so frowned he once, when in an angry parle he smote the slighted poleaxe on the ice. Tis strange. March thus twice before, and I'st at this dead hour, with martial stalk, hath he gone by our watch. Whore. In what particular thought to work, I know not, but in the grossa and scope of my opinion, this bodes some strange eruption to our state. March good now sit down, and tell me he that knows why this same strict and most observant watch, so nightly toils the subject of the land, and why such daily cast of brazen cannon and foreign mart for implements of war, why such impressive shipwrights, whose sore task it is not diweed the Sunday from the vica, what might be toward, that this sweaty has doth make the night oint laborer with the day, who is that can inform me? Whore. That can I, at least the whisper goes so, our last king, whose image you and but now appeared to Versus, was, as you know, by Fortinbras of Norway, thereto pricked on by a most emulate pride, darred to the combate, in which, our valiant Hamlet, for so this side of our known world esteemed him, did slay this Fortinbras, who by a sealed compact, well ratified by law, and heraldry, did forfeit, with his life, all those his lands which he stood seized on, to the conqueror, against the which, a moiety competent was gaged by our king, which had returned to the inheritance of Fortinbras, had he been vanquisher, as by the same countenance and carriage of the article design, his fell to Hamlet. Now sir, young Fortinbras, of nimprout metal, hot and full, hath in the skirts of Norway, here and there, sharked vp a list of landless resolutes, for food, and diet, to some enterprise that hath a stomachant, which is no other, and it doth well appear unto our state, but to recur aversus by strong hand and terms compulsatiue, those foresaid lands so by his father lost, and this, I take it, is the main motiue of our preparations, the source of this our watch, and the chief head of this postast, and rummage in the land. Enter ghost again. But soft, behold, lo, where it comes again, eel across it, though it blast me. Stay illusion, if thou hast any sound, orificia of voice, speak to me. If there be any good thing to be done, that may to thee do ease, and grace to me, speak to me. If thou art privy to thy country's fate, which happily foreknowing may avoid, oh speak. Or, if thou hast VP hoarded in thy life extorted treasure in the womb of earth, for which, they say, you spirit soft walk in death, speak of it. Stay, and speak. Stop it, Marcellus. March shall I strike at it with my partisan? Whore. Do, if it will not stand. Barn. Tis here. Whore. Tis here. March tis gone. Exit ghost. We do it wrong, being so may a stick all to offer it the show of violence, for it is as the air, invulnerable, and our vain blows, malicious mockery. Barn. It was about to speak, when the cook crew. Whore. And then it started, like a guilty thing upon a fearful summons. I how heard, the cook that is the trumpet to the day, doth with his lofty and shrill sounding throat awake the god of day, and at his warning, whether in sea, or fire, in earth, or air, th extravagant, and erring spirit, hies to his confine. And of the truth herein, this present by act made probation. March it faded on the crowing of the cook. Some says, that oy against that season comes wherein our sire's birch is celebrated, the bird of dawning singeth all night long, and then, they say, no spirit can walk abroad, the nights are wholesome, then no planets strike, no fiery talks, nor witch hath power to charm, so hallowed, and so gracious is the time. Whore. So how I heard, and do in part believe it. But Loka, the morne in russet mantle clad, walks o'er the dew of yon high eastern hill, break we our watch VP, and by my adduce let versus impart what we have seen tonight unto young Hamlet. For upon my life, this spirit dumb to versus, will speak to him, do you consent we shall acquaint him with it, as needful in our loose, fitting our duty? March let that I pray, and I this morning know where we shall fiend a him most conveniently. Exeunt. Sana Secunda. Enter Claudius King of Denmark, Gertrude the Queen, Hamlet, Polonius, Laertes, and his sister Ophelia, Lord's attendant. King. Though yet of Hamlet our dear brother's death the memory be green, and that adversus befitted to bear our hearts in grief, and our whole kingdom to be contracted in one brow of woe, yet so far hath discretion fought with nature, that we with wisest sorrow think ye on him, together with remembrance of our salues. Therefore our sometime sister, now our queen, th imperial interest of this warlike state, how we, as twere, with a defeated eye, with one auspicious, and one dropping eye, with mirth and funeral, and with dirge in marriage, in equal scale weighing delight and dole taken to wife, nor how we herein barred your better wisdoms, which how freely gone with this affair along, for all our thanks. Now follow us, that you know young Ford and Bras, holding a weak a supposal of our worth, for thinking by our late dear brother's death, our state to be dissuade, and out of frame, colleagued with the dream of his adjuvantage, he hath not failed to pester versus with message, importing the surrender of those lands lost by his father, with all bonds of law to our most valiant brother. So much for him. Enter Voltimand and Cornelius. Now for ourself, and for this time of meeting thus much the business is. We how here writ to Norway, uncle of young Ford and Bras, who impotent, and bedrid, scarcely hairs of this his nephew's purpose, to suppress his further gate herein. In that the Louis, the lists, and full proportions are all made out of his subject, and we here dispatch you good Cornelius, and you Voltimand, for a bearing of this greeting to old Norway, jiuing to you no further personal power to business with the king, more than the scope of these dilated articles allow, farewell, and let your hast commend your duty. Volt. In that, and all things, will we show our duty. King. We doubt it nothing, heartily farewell. Exit Voltimand and Cornelius. And now Laertes, what's the news with you? You told versus of some sweet. What is Laertes? You cannot speak of reason to the Dane, and lose your voice. What wouldst thou beg Laertes, that shall not be my offer, not thy asking? The head is not more nashu to the heart, the hand more instrumental to the mouth, than is the throne of Denmark to thy father. What wouldst thou how Laertes? Lar. Dread my lord, your liu and thou or to return to France, from whence, Though willingly I came to Denmark to show my duty in your coronation, yet now I must confess, that duty done, my thoughts and wishes bend again towards France, and bow them to your gracious Liu and pardon. King. How you your father's Liu? What says Polonius? Paul. He hath my lord, I do beseech you GUA him Liu to go. King. Take thy fair hour Laertes, time be thine, and thy best graces spend it at thy will, but now my cosign Hamlet, and my sine? Ham. A little more than kin, and less than kindy. King. How is it that the clouds still hang on you? Ham. Not so my lord, I am too much hith son. Queen. Good Hamlet, cast thy knightly color off, and let thine eye look like a friend on Denmark. Do not for oi with thy veiled lids seek for thy noble father in the dust, thou know'st 'tis common, all that Liu's must die, passing through nature, to eternity. Ham. Aye, madam, it is common. Queen. If it be, why seems it so particular with thee? Ham. Seems, madam? Nay, it is, I know not seems, 'tis not alone my inky cloak, good mother, nor customary sweets of Salemne black, nor windy suspiration of forked breath, no, nor the fruitful rye you are in the eye, nor the day-acted how you're of the visage, together with all forms, moods, shows of grief, that can denote me truly. These indeed seem, for they are actions that a man might play, but I howl that within, which passeth show, these, but the trappings, and the sweets of woe. King. 'Tis sweet and commendable in your nature, Hamlet, to GUA these morning duties to your father, but you must know, your father lost a father, that father lost his, and the Saroyu are bound in filial obligation, for some term to do obsequious sorrow. But to pursue her in obstinate condolement, is a course of impious stubbornness. 'Tis womanly grief, it shows a will most incorrect to Huen, a heart fortified, a mind impatient, an understanding simple, and schooled, for, what we know must be, and is as common as any the most vulgar thing to sense, why should we in our pewish opposition take it to heart? Fie, 'tis a fault to Huen, a fault against the dead, a fault to nature, to reason most absurd, whose common theme is death of fathers, and who still hath cried, from the first course, till he that died today, this must be so. We pray you throw to earth this imperiling woe, and think ye of versus as of a father, for let the world take note, you are the most immediate to our throne, and with no less nobility of Liu, than that which dearest father bears his sine, do I impart towards you. For your intent in going back to school in Wittenberg, it is most retrograde to our desire, and we beseech you, bend you to remain here in the cheer and comfort of our eye, our chiefest courtier cosign, and our sine. Chu. Let not thy mother lose her prayers, Hamlet, I pry thee stay with Versus, go not to Wittenberg. Ham. I shall in all my best obey you, madam. King. Why it is looing, and a fair reply, be as ourself in Denmark. Madam, come, this gentle and forked accord of Hamlet sits smiling to my heart, in grace whereof, no iconed health that Denmark drinks today, but the great cannon to the clouds shall tell, and the king's ruse, the Huns shall brood again, respeaking earthly thunder. Come away. Exeunt. Manet Hamlet. Ham. Oh, that this too solid flesh, would melt, thaw, and resolue itself into a dew, or that the Everlasting had not fixed his cannon against self-slaughter. O God! How weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seems to me all the vices of this world. Fie on't? Oh fie, 'tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed, things rank, and gross in nature possess it merely. That it should come to this, but 2 months dead, nay, not so much, not two, so excellent a king, that was to this Hyperion to a satyr, saluing to my mother, that he might not beteen the Vindus of Huen visit her face too roughly. Huen on earth must high remember, why she would hang on him, as if increase of appetite had grown by what is fed on, and yet within a month. Let me not think yond, frailty, thy name is woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old, with which she followed my poor father's body like Niobe, all Teares. Why she, Huen she? O Huen! A beast that once discourse of reason would have mourned longer, married with Mingle, my father's brother, but no more like my father, than I to Hercules. Within a month? Ere yet the salt of most righteous Teares had left the flushing of her galled eyes, she married. O most wicked speed, to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets, it is not, nor it cannot come to good. But break my heart, for I must hold my tongue. Enter Horatio, Bernardo, and Marcellus. Whore. Highly to your lordship. Hem. I am glad to see you well, Horatio, or I do forget myself. Hor. The same, my lord, and your poor Saru and Toya. Hem. Sir, my good friend, Ila changed the name with you, and what make you from Bittenberg Horatio? Marcellus. March, my good lord. Hem. I am very glad to see you, good you and sir. But what in faith make you from Wittenberg? Hor. A truant disposition, good my lord.